Creator and Redeemer, thank you, Lord, for how thou hast blessed us through thy Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, fill us with all the fullness of God tonight. And we'll love you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, all the Lord's people said, amen. I will let you be seated. Thank the Lord. Before I turn to the text tonight, I want to share a need with you. I've been an evangelist 26 years, and the Lord's had me conducting ministries and mission trips and camp meetings. I appreciate y'all having Brother Wainan in. That was good singing, Brother Drew. You better be glad that went good after the pastor said all that. I know why Brother Michael don't sing now. Your mama and your wife can sing. There's no need. There's just flat out no need for it, friend. And thank the Lord. I bless the Lord. I feel led. When I raise funds for my ministries, the way the Lord's done it with me, other preachers can do it any way they want to. I'm not going to criticize them unless, you know, I'm in Waffle House past midnight, get a little loose. I may criticize them then, but I'll confess it early in the morning and get it right. But I'm not going to criticize. The Lord's led me just to ask God's people from the pulpit. I don't do anything on social media. I don't send letters. I don't think I make phone calls. I don't remember doing it. I just ask the Lord's people. I believe in the church. Really do. The Lord's had me functioning inside the body of Christ. And I have a need, and I'm praying the Lord meets it tonight through y'all. I have a need for $3,500. $3,500. Last year, Brother Rochester, two camp meetings and two mission trips. And we raised last year $102,000. Now, the two camp meetings were $50,000 total. And the burden was on me and no one else, no church, no preacher, just on me to raise that money. And I don't like the way that sounded. But the Lord done it. But I was the only one responsible, singularly. And two mission trips. We took a large trip to England and had to raise $27,000 for that. And the Lord did it just like this by asking, letting the need be known to God's people. And I only do that when the Lord presses on my heart. And that's the way we've done it for many years. So I was thinking, the Lord put it in my heart to share that with y'all. If somebody gave a check for 1,000 and 25 people gave 100, that would happen. Aren't I good with math? Well, you think about it there. Man, I don't know how to describe your coat tonight. That cream coat. That was Church of God Friday night stuff. But this, we've moved right over into a healing and deliverance type service. With the shirt and the tie, I'd travel on your bus, friend. We'd go. I ain't going nowhere with you, Cameron. That's gray. That's just flat out gray, which is more of what I do. My wife complains much, Every once in a while, a church, a preacher, I'm going to buy you a suit, Brother Dean. She'll say, mm-hmm, let me guess, you got blue or black? Yeah. I deal with Baptists, it's black and blue business right there. And I have a gray in there to lighten it up occasionally. She tries to get me to do more of that. She says, you need variety. You're very drab. I didn't say anything. And then when she turned around, I said, like that right there. But anyhow, the Lord put that in my heart to ask y'all. And it's for the camp meeting. And every year I'll be raising money for the two camp meetings. My motel bill last year was $13,500. And then the food and the offerings going out to all of the preachers, the total was $35,000 for the February camp meeting. So the Lord's let me put aside $5,000. A church up in Tennessee, a small mountain church, just mailed me a check for $5,000, and I need $3,500 to make the motel bill where we put up missionaries and young pastors and to come and sit at the feet of the Lord and get what they need to keep going another mile. Now, after the turn of the year, I'll have to raise the love offerings. But tonight, we need $3,500. I pray the Lord will let you and y'all be sensitive to that. It'd be a good way to kick off your faith promise missions with something like that. And that the Lord will bless you. Yes, sir. You're not going to sing, are you?
Definitely not. Out of our missions, we have some. Because God blessed us through your giving, we'll take $1,000 out of our missions account and
thank you,
and make that first $1,000. Now we need 25 people that will be obedient to the Lord and say, "I'll give $100." Just slip your hand up.
Bless the Lord. See if we can calm down a little bit. Thank the Lord. Anybody need to obey God? Anybody need to obey the Lord? Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Genesis chapter 12 through chapter 18. If the Lord will help me, I'll take a moment and give you those last three chapters. In chapter 12, we have separation. If you'll give him three of thys, he'll give you four I wills. Genesis 13, sanctification. If you get the carnal things out of your life, he'll end up giving you the promised land at the end of that chapter. We didn't go over that, but at the end of chapter 13, after Lot took his first pick, y'all know what Lot should have done? Fell on his face and got right. Shouldn't have headed down to Sodom. When Abram said, "Let there be no strife, separate thyself," Lot should have fell on his face and said, "I'm really sorry. I will straighten out all the strife and we'll get right with God and we'll submit ourselves and stay on this journey. I need some help." But instead he headed down to Sodom. But look what God gave Abram, gave him the promised land, the promise of it. At the end of 13. Then in chapter 14 we saw spiritual warfare and war with nine kings, and then war with two kings, and then Abraham ends up tithing. Bless the Lord. And then there's security in chapter 15. After Abraham took the Lord's Supper, the bread and wine, gave his tithes, he had a, interesting, you look at Hebrews 7 sometime, and it said that when Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek, it affected Levi several generations later. You better believe what we're doing is going to go down to several generations. I need some help right there. You think the devil gets you discouraged being faithful to the Bible, faithful to the church, faithful to live that Christian lifestyle in the midst of this wicked nation, and you can get really bogged down and think there's nothing to it. Honey, you're not just saving yourself and saving your family. You're saving several generations. Then in chapter 15, security. My brother Chad looked it up while I was preaching last night. He said, "Assuring is a word." And he looked it up. Your brother's a fact checker. You got to be careful. And Brother Chad told me after church, that is a word. God gave Abraham a assuring word. After you fought the battles, after you gave, you rejected Sodom and gave to Salem, God said, "I am thy shield. And I am that exceeding great reward." And then he said, "What are you going to give me?" And he gave him a spoken word. And then Abraham said, "How can I know for sure?" And so he gave him a sworn word. And that's chapter 15, the security. Now we come to chapter 16. I'm going to call this Sarai. Her name is changed in chapter 17 to Sarah. Sarai, and the difference in Sarah. Are you looking at chapter 16? Chapter 16, verse 1. "Now Sarai, Abram's wife," see, neither one of them had that H. That's over there in chapter 17 and verse 5. When you get to 17, the victory number, whoop, they get the H. See, 17:5, "Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham." It's not good to try to pronounce the H when you've been fighting your throat. It's the fifth letter in the Hebrew alphabet, 5 standing for grace, the breath of God. The H, Abraham. And her name was changed from Sarai to Sarah. Well, what's going on here? In chapter 16, Sarai takes over. Unbelief. This is where she said, "God's not moving fast enough. God's not working. God's not bringing his promise. We don't have a baby." So here she took over, manipulated the situation. She brought Hagar, the Egyptian, and put Abram and Hagar together in the bedroom, and then she worked it out to have a baby. Can I tell y'all that number one, down there in Egypt is where she picked up Hagar. You be real careful when you backslide and go down to the world what you come up out of there with. Y'all got anything in your life that you picked up when you was in an unspiritual time? You better get rid of it. Because you're going to get rid of it. This is another page or two. Cast out Hagar. Well, she should have cast her out before she brought her in. Somebody said, "What's wrong with Sarah?" Abram was the one that originally went down to Egypt. I need some help. Fellas, there's probably nothing wrong with our wife that wasn't something that we originally caused. I need a little help right there. Oh, dear time. You said, "Well, Eve started all this. Where was Adam? How did the devil get to her ear under a tree?" the man was missing. So, well, what was wrong with Sarah? What was wrong with Eve? Honey, there ain't nothing wrong with a woman. What, a man's originally at fault somewhere. Either a father was out of line or a husband was out of line. I need some help. You tell me why Adam, when God came in the garden, he hid his wife from God behind a tree. But when the devil came in the garden, he let him have her. I need a little help in here. Y'all got to talk to me. I don't have another heaven song right now. I'm not wearing the right coat. Joseph's coat, David's coat of many glories. You're doing fine there. I got news for you. You know what Sarai means? Jones Dictionary of Old Testament Proper Names. Dr. Ron Garris, who took the Rock of Ages Prison Ministry worldwide. Dr. Ron Garris made all of us young preachers get that book years ago. Jones Dictionary of Old Testament Proper Names. Looked up Sarai. One who manipulates. And here she came. And I call this chapter Sarai, because she took over the situation. Why did Abram allow her to do that? I don't know, but he shouldn't have. Adam shouldn't have followed Eve's instructions. Abram shouldn't have followed Sarai's instructions. You know, at least Noah's wife stayed out of the way and let him build that ark. All of her youngins got saved. All of her in-laws got, all of her son-in-law, daughter-in-laws, they all got saved. What about that? Lot's youngins and in-laws didn't make it. Abram and Sarah lost that one. Ishmael, do you know that tonight there are bombs going off this week because Sarah manipulated a situation way back there? There are bombs going off this week. Dear ladies, let me lay this out there just simply to you in a moment of time. Anytime you rise up and take over, you're going to cause real problems. I need some help in here. Do you know it's our temptation, every one of us, to run from our calling? Did you know when a man backslides, he ducks down and takes off? When a woman backslides, she stands up and takes over. How come none of us want to do what God called us to do? When a woman gets full of the Holy Ghost, she'll bow down. When a man gets full of the Holy Ghost, he'll stand up. Congress having to vote today on which potty they're supposed to use. Y'all ain't helping me. Thank God our little Speaker of the House come out and said, a man is a man, a woman is a woman, and you're supposed to know the difference. I may go vote again. I live in Georgia. I voted 500 times for 7 straight days. Had me a white van with a 500,000 backup ballots for 3 a.m. I live in Georgia. That's how we do it down there. Park my van in Fulton County. But before we're